You're listening to SBS News.
Italy, the world's hardest hit country by COVID-19, currently accounts for more than a third of all global fatalities. It's seen its total death tally rise by more than 810 to almost 12,000 since the outbreak emerged on February the 21st. But the number of new cases rose by just over 4,000, the lowest number since March the 17th. However, some health experts say the decline in new infections may be partly explained by Italy's reduction in the number of tests, the lowest level seen for 6 days. Dr. Michael Ryan from the WHO Health Emergencies says all countries need to actively work on pushing down infection rates.
The stringent measures that were put in place are now in place between 2 and 3 weeks in Italy at different levels in different places. We should start to see a stabilisation because the cases we see today really reflect exposures 2 weeks ago.
1 million tests, more masks and protective equipment have arrived in Madrid to help manage Spain's coronavirus outbreak. Spain has the largest number of COVID-19 infections after Italy and the United States, with more than 85,000 infections and 7,000 fatalities. Meanwhile, in France, authorities have reported 418 new deaths, taking the total to more than 3,000, an increase of 16%. France is the fourth country to exceed 3,000 fatalities after China, Italy and Spain. Health Agency Director Jerome Salomon says cases jumped 11% in just 24 hours.
We are together in fighting the COVID-19 epidemic, which has affected France for several weeks, with 44,550 cases confirmed by testing. The confinement instructions are very clear. Stay at home to avoid more deaths. Stay at home to avoid more serious cases. To save lives, stay at home.
Hospitals in New York State have been overrun with patients suffering from COVID-19, with the state accounting for almost half of the country's 144,000 cases and a third of its more than 2,500 deaths, according to a Reuters tally. Dr. Deborah Birx is coordinator of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force. She told NBC's Today Show fatalities could reach 200,000 in the US. With the situation in the US getting worse, the country's Centre for Disease Control and Prevention is facing heavy criticism from the public. But President Donald Trump says a nationwide stay-at-home order is unlikely.
So we talked about quarantine, as you know, the other day. A group came to me and they wanted to do the quarantine, and I said, let's think about it. And we did, and we studied it. And by the time the evening came, it just was something that was very unwieldy, very tough to enforce, and something we didn't want to do. But we did advisory, and I think that's doing well.
South Africa has the most cases across Africa with at least 1,280, but testing shortages and backlogs could mean the real numbers are higher. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa thanked the country for reacting well to the 21-day nationwide lockdown.
South Africans have, for the most part, responded reasonably positively to this decision by staying at home, observing the regulations, and exercising the greatest of care. I would like to thank the people of South Africa for acting in a disciplined manner through this very difficult period.
Meanwhile, China is defending itself against criticism from other countries that its medical supplies are faulty. The country has sent masks, medical teams and ventilators around the world to help battle COVID-19. But the Netherlands recalled 600,000 face masks imported from China, claiming they were faulty. Spain also requested the replacement of test kits imported from China, claiming they were unreliable. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says China just wants to help.
China is sincere in helping others. If individual problems arise in the process, I think we should all immediately and reasonably resolve them in a realistic manner. China is also willing to maintain close communication with the relevant parties. But we hope that this issue will not be interpreted politically.
The World Health Organization is pushing G20 countries to ensure protective equipment is available as the outbreak continues. There is concern about a chronic shortage of face masks and other essential products, prompting calls for more production and equitable distribution. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says he's spoken to trade ministers from G20 countries about the lack of tools available to handle the pandemic.
In the eye of a storm like COVID, scientific and public health tools are essential, but so are humility and kindness. With solidarity, humility, and assuming the best of each other, we can and we will overcome this together.
In Latin America, the coronavirus is exposing economic inequality in the region. Many of Latin America's first cases arrived when members of the country's elite returned from vacations or work trips to Europe and the United States. Many of the wealthy are already recovering, but experts warn the virus could kill scores of the poorest people who must work every day to feed their families, live in unsanitary conditions and lack proper medical care. Jeff Ramsey is the Washington-based researcher at the Washington Office on Latin America.
Latin America is the region with the most inequality in the world. While there's certainly more poverty in Africa, for instance, the gap between the wealthiest Latin Americans and the poorest Latin Americans is wider than anywhere else on the planet.
And in the Czech Republic, Prague's largest brothel may be turned into a homeless shelter under an emergency order to help manage the pandemic. On Monday, several officials toured the building to see if it was suitable as a living space. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.